We're getting some estimates from different sources that around 13,000 people have left on boats from the Bay of Bengal in 2012. This is probably a mix of Rohingya from Western Myanmar, as well as Rohingya who have been living in the camps in Bangladesh for over 20 years. And there's probably some Bangladeshi in the group as well.
Well, how significant then is this forthcoming visit? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, first of all, we would like to find out who exactly these people are. In media reports, they are, they've been reported as being Rohingya, but we don't know that for sure until we can meet them and talk to them. So first, we'd like to find out who they are, where they came from, why they decided to move, why they're here in the south of Thailand, and what their immediate needs are.
Why is it important to make a distinction between the makeup of these groups in Thailand?
Well, depending on who they are, there's different solutions for them. For example, if these are Rohingya from fleeing persecution in Western Myanmar, and if they wish to seek asylum, then UNHCR would try and work with the Thai authorities to look at the asylum channel of things. But if these are, for example, Bangladeshi migrant workers, then other mechanisms would need to come into play. Also, there are reportedly women and children among the group, so we will need to have special arrangements for them to make sure that these vulnerable groups are catered to.
Speaking more broadly, Vivian, what does the UN want from countries like Thailand that surround Burma and the Burmese government to help improve conditions for the Rohingya community?
First and foremost, UNHCR has been working with the government in Myanmar to address some of the problems that are causing people to leave Rakhine State. Some of these problems include lack of citizenship and the rights that go along with that, the freedom of movement, freedom to education, etc. So that needs to be urgently addressed. At the same time, while people are still fleeing, we are urging governments in the region to please keep their borders open, to accept these people on a humanitarian basis. UNHCR stands ready to help the government as needed. We can help with asylum processing or other assistance that's needed.
Thailand has been accused of pushing Rohingya Muslims out of the country. Will you be having talks with the government there about that with a view to resolving those kinds of issues as well?
Well, we're constantly reminding the authorities of the principle of non-refoulement, that people should not be sent back to a place where their lives or freedoms could be in danger. Basically, the Prime Minister has said in a public statement that this will not happen. She has said that this group now in question will not be sent back. They will be allowed to stay until solutions are found for them. So that's a reassurance we have from the authorities.
It is putting a lot of pressure on countries like Thailand to have their borders open to large numbers of people from outside. Is there any way of alleviating that or providing assistance to governments like the Thai government to help?
Yes, UNHCR is standing by to provide technical assistance, whether in the form of processing asylum claims if people wish to seek asylum, or in cases like in the south of Thailand now, if there are material needs, if there's urgent humanitarian needs, we're ready to support the government in whatever way they deem appropriate. You're right that this is a huge burden on countries in the region, and that's why we're working with the Myanmar authorities to try and stem this outflow.
Are you hopeful of making any significant progress anytime soon?
That's really hard to say. Now is actually what they call sailing season. So there will very likely be more boats leaving from the Bay of Bengal because the waters are calmer. We have to try to tell people in Bangladesh and Rakhine State that about the risks they face on such boat journeys. But I think if the driving forces are not addressed or not reduced, then this may continue. And it's a very worrying development for us.
And what about your dealings with the Burmese government?
We have been talking to them about how they can practically address the issue. They are listening, but it is a work in progress. And basically, we're asking them to consider reviewing the nationality law, which would hopefully then be able to grant the Rohingya some more rights and some formal or stable status so that they can meet normal life. This is an ongoing discussion.